Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Someone says, oh my God, wouldn't it be amazing to get a white Christmas this year? Like, no one would ever say, what year was that when we got the white Christmas again? We'd all know forevermore, and our kids would know, and their kids and theirs, from Martin in Galway. Well, are we going to get a white Christmas? Some of the experts are saying. Well, let's go to our own one. Is Alan from Carlow Weather. He's on the line. How are you, Alan?
How are you doing, Dermot?
Good. Now, sometimes I feel like you're just, you know, like a parent who's trying to temper expectations. When you go, we are going to Disneyland, and then your mother steps in, well look, we might be going. We'll see if your father gets that promotion. So are you going to be our mammy again and say, well, it might happen, but it mightn't?
Yeah, pretty much. Don't go getting the sleigh just ready for Christmas morning, or maybe ordering a sleigh for Christmas morning just yet. What I would say is tomorrow's the first day of winter. Don't mind what they taught you in school. The meteorological season of winter starts on the 1st of December, which is tomorrow. So
and then runs to next October.
Well, it's a good start that it's going to be winter and it's going to get cold. So it's going to get really cold this week from Wednesday evening, Thursday and Friday. It's going to be Baltic. I mean, proper cold. Wind chill Friday morning, maybe -6, -7. So for all those golfers that are waiting to get back up onto the golf course, yeah, bear with the frost might be the next problem after your lockdown. But
we're going out. Really, we don't care what happens. If there's like igloos on the fairways, then we're still going out.
Have you got the yellow balls?
Well, I'm having it checked out. I did see a headline saying cold air hits Ireland, you know, as if that's a thing. Like, they obviously don't live in Ireland. There's cold air all the time. But like, is it going to be unseasonably cold, and what's the chances of snow?
Yeah, so there's a chance of some sleet, snow, mixy, slushy kind of awful stuff on Thursday and Friday. Now, there may well be snow falling for a time, but generally it won't really be sticking around. It'll be a mix. But it will snow on some of the mountains. So if, like me, you're an avid mountain hiker and you've been stuck in lockdown and going to be like Braveheart with freedom come Friday morning heading up the mountain to find some snow. But yeah, it's going to be proper cold. So sorry, to get back to your Christmas. So it's very hard to predict whether snow is going to fall on Thursday and Friday and where it's going to fall. So trying to do that then fast forward 25 days makes it even trickier, obviously. We did get a lot of white Christmases, by the way, at the late 90s, 99, 2000, 2001, 2004, I think. And then obviously 2009, 2010, this day 10 years ago, we were all covered in ice. It was -8.8 degrees at my station. So, you know, it's very hard to predict that far. The latest long-range forecast for what they're worth, the UK Met Office covers up until the 27th of December, says it's going to be wet, windy and not particularly cold. The CFS weather model, which is a long-range weather model, which is pretty useless, also says that it's actually going to be quite mild at the moment on Christmas Day. But there are some longer-range signals that could increase the chances of a cold spell towards the end of the month. So in other words, yeah, don't get your hopes up for a white Christmas. I think the last odds I saw was about 5-1 in Dublin Airport, which, to be honest, is quite low odds. I would have expected better odds than that, but I wouldn't be expecting snow on Christmas Day.
What about Donegal postman Michael Gallagher? Now, he has between 70 and 80% effectiveness of his predictions. It is pretty effective. It's better than the 50-50 we would get randomly anyway. But he says that it is going to be a white Christmas. So are you going against Donegal postman Michael Gallagher's trusted opinions?
I'm just not as good as the postman is the story there, Dermot, because I just can't foresee that far. Well, Michael obviously can. The thing is that it could well be, and there's plenty of old tales in terms of the berries and the trees and loads of things that if you want to follow, there may well be reasons.
Yeah, well, he uses real science, you know, as opposed to you, Alan. He says, I go out to the mountains with the dog and look around me, and there are some things I'd be looking out for. So that pretty much is science right there.
Well, that'll be me on Friday morning looking for snowflakes on the top of Mount Leinster. So we're not that, uncommon.
Yeah. You just wear a better shade of hiking boot. Well, look, fair play to you, Alan. Thanks so much. We hope that you're going to be, it'll be less mammy and more white Christmas for us all. But thanks for keeping an eye on things for us as always.
No problem. I'll give you an exclusive when I give the first forecast of a white Christmas.
Go man.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.